People.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL-FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Now, here with Everything Winona, here's Terry Tenseth.
Oh, don't you know?
Today on Don't You Know, find out how you can attend the many great and upcoming performances at the Page Series and the Off the Page events through St. Mary's University of Minnesota. After that, Doug Westerman and I, Terry Tenseth, take you through all the events happening in and around town for the week and fill you in on KQAL's original program lineup through Friday. You're listening to Don't You Know? Good afternoon. I have Patrick Grace from the Page Theater to talk to us about upcoming events and how you can get your tickets to attend.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Good.
Good.
You know, it's almost state fair time.
I know.
I know what that means.
Deep fried Twinkies?
Yes, but it also means...
Yeah, it's that time.
Summer is turning into fall.
I don't want to hear it.
But you do want to hear
about I do want to hear about all the things.
We really do have a great season this year. Every year we do. But this is the 28th season of the Page Series, as well as all the wonderful events from St. Mary's Music and Theater Department and Dance. Theater and Dance, sorry.
That's okay.
But August 19th, 10 a.m., tickets go on sale for all of the events, including Roseanne Cash.
September Johnny Cash's 3rd. Daughter.
Johnny Cash's daughter. She has a wonderful new album out called The Thread in the River, or is it The River in Thread? River in Thread. But she's been getting a lot of great feedback on that. She's been playing around a lot, giant festivals. So for her to come to our little town and our wonderful intimate theater is a really special treat. So September 3rd, I'm very excited about that. I'll just do a couple highlights and then just, because I could talk all day. September 12th, that's a Friday, the week after, we have a wonderful live-action graphic novel.
Okay.
Called The Intergalactic Nemesis. So imagine a graphic novel projected large-scale on screens in a theater. Imagine live drama actors acting out sort of a radio drama, a sound effects guy, a musician, wrap it all together with science fiction, a story that's a little wacky, and a librarian. And you've got Intergalactic Nemesis. So we're real excited to bring them. We're doing the first book. They have three books that they're traveling around, but we're doing the first book, and so we're real excited about that. We're also doing a September 6th at the public library. I know there's other stuff going on in town, but we're doing a graphic novel workshop with Preston Longling from St. Mary's Art and Design Department. He's going to do a little, it's not going to be very long, but it's just going to be sort of an introduction to graphic novels, how you can do your own, all that kind of good stuff. So a little link in there. We'll be giving away tickets to Intergalactic Nemesis, so people should think about that. That's just September. And then we just keep rolling, and we roll and roll, and we've got great stuff, family shows, Curious George, we've got Janet's Planet. We've got, as we always do, we have this eclectic mix of world cultures. We're bringing the Creole Choir of Cuba, October 23rd, Hector de la Corto, Tango Quintet in January, Cherish the Ladies, March 16th. And, of course, we always have a dance show, and that's Two Dance out of Minneapolis. Very strong, very powerful contemporary group, and that's in late February. Then, of course, we have Off the Page. We have two Off the Page events. We have Zeitgeist with Nirmala Rajasekhar. She's they call it a Vienna, but I think of it as a sitar.
Okay.
That's going to be November 14th, and that'll be in our filial recital hall up at the Performance Center. And the other Off the Page event, we have Tim Oldstead from Winona here, mm-hmm. X Factor. He's going to be doing an intimate evening with us, full night. That's January 23rd. And that's actually going to be on the page, even though it's an Off the Page event. It's on the page just because it's not part of the Page Series. So it's an individual ticket. All of those things go on sale August 19th. And then, of course, St. Mary's Music Department has events. November 21st, we're premiering the Redbird Club down at the Valencia Center. It's going to be a cabaret-style jazz club with you're going to be able to buy drinks.
Oh, hey.
And they'll be singing and jazz standards. And I hope Eric doesn't do stand-up comedy, but you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. And then the theater and dance department, of course, it's a Nutcracker year in early December. And those tickets will go on sale as well. So we're getting up. We're ready to put our socks on, come inside, and have a good time this fall and spring. I should tell you how I can get those tickets.
Yeah, you probably should.
The box office, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. You could call 507-457-1715. Online at pagetheater.org. Or our Facebook page also has direct links to buying tickets as well. Lots of ways to find us. We'll be putting posters up around town. There's lots of other events related to this, more gatherings at the library, more page and history events. Our newsletter will be out soon, so look for it. It'll be in the paper. I'll be talking it up all over the place. You see me in the grocery store, I won't.
You're not going to run.
No, no, I'll run to you and start talking to you. You won't be able to get away. Just because it's really going to be a fun year, as always, at the page. So we welcome and encourage everyone to show up.
Now, those Nutcracker auditions are probably starting up already, right?
Those Nutcracker auditions are August 30th, I believe. I would check the website for Minnesota Conservatory of Arts just to confirm that, because I don't have that in front of me, but something tells me that's when it was.
And they do take people from the community, not just
they
within
do.
The dance school. So
from small to large. It's a community event. We're going to do an abridged version again. It was very popular last year. It was 4 o'clock on Wednesday, which would be the December 3rd. It's a 4 o'clock. It's an abridged version where we encourage people that have little,
younger kids, yeah.
Little ones that couldn't handle, maybe want to sit through an entire Nutcracker, but would like to see some of it. So it'll be shrunk down, not quite compressed like a 3-minute version, but you know, an hour long or so, as well as the full length, which is always fun. And I always wonder if the Nutcracker will win in the end, you know.
You never know. You could have a twist. You could make it like a TV novella.
There we are.
There you go.
Yeah.
So online, Facebook.
On Facebook, on the phone, on foot, any way you want. Tickets are available starting August 19th.
And that'd be tomorrow.
Oh.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Grab a pen and a piece of paper. We're about to take you through all the happenings in and around town for the week and fill you in on KQAL's original program lineup through Friday. Be prepared to write down all the events you may be attending this week. You're listening to Don't You Know with Terry Tenseth and Doug Westerman. Hey there, buddy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Happy Monday.
Yes, to you as well.
Happy 1 week before class.
Yeah.
Happy welcome to Winona new students.
Happy.
Welcome back to Winona old students.
Can smell the freshmen as they come in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smell it. That's fresh week.
Yeah. I mean, it's like... sophomores, juniors, seniors don't smell as fresh because they're tainted.
Mm-hmm. Tainted. Due to weather,
yes?
The WSU family picnic has been moved from Lake Winona Bandshell to the atrium of the Science Laboratory Center, and that start time has not changed. It's
4:30.
Still 4:30. Just a little thing there.
FYI for us little Winona State University folks.
There we go.
Smart to move it inside. It's a
yeah.
nice atrium.
Yeah, let's do that.
What else is going on? Were you busy this weekend? Oh, no, you were sick as a dog.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's right.
So I decided...
Hello, I'm sick as a dog.
Still am.
Did they give you anything?
No. They gave me an inhaler and said in 10 days we can give you antibiotics.
Yeah.
So I decided to run 10 miles while like that yesterday.
How'd that go for you?
That sucked.
Yeah, did it knock it out?
No.
Yeah, see?
I thought, you know, maybe it'll clear
maybe
the airwaves.
Knock it out.
And for a while, it cleared the airwaves. Airwaves.
I know. Airways.
In me. And uh-huh. then I just felt like crap the rest of the day. So it was my slowest run time ever. So
we were the lazy arse ranch yesterday.
Nice.
Not a lot got done. Just kind of meal to meal.
I think that's what I'm going to do once I get home after this.
At 2:30 this afternoon, it's Free Music Monday at the Watkins Manor Assisted Living Home over on East 7th Street. Come early or stay afterwards to tour the Watkins Manor. For more information, 494-7400 gets underway at 2:30.
Tuesday Talks for Job Seekers is taking place tomorrow at 9:15 to 11:15 at Minnesota Workforce Center. If you don't know where that is, it's off of Homer Road at 1250 Homer Road, number 200, offered by the Minnesota Workforce Center. Its audience is for anybody looking for a job. They're going to cover, the topic they will cover is cover letters and thank you notes. And this set of talks held once a week focus on specific topics of interest to job seekers, like past topics have included professionalism in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and I could use that.
Yeah,
employment testing, communication, portfolios, and more.
Last week, I think it was like personality or something like that. I thought.
Got that down.
And then thank you notes, just so you know, isn't the Jimmy Fallon kind of thank you notes. It's
no.
Actually, you know, professional.
Dear Miller Lite.
Thank you for
giving us cheap beer.
The
it tastes like water. What?
The Minnesota Marine Art Museum.
You got it.
Big day. You know, Tuesdays are busy for them always, but even more busy tomorrow. It's Free Student Tuesday from 10 to 5.
You got it.
So if you're new to Winona and you're a student, you may want to check this out. Admission is free. Bring your newly clad student ID. And then tomorrow night, an adult event from 5 to 7. It's the
Mississippi Sippin'.
I can say it.
Oh, come on.
Mississippi Sippin' from 5 until 7. Wine, beer, food on the premises.
You got to pay for that part.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's a cool vibe.
You get to hold your pinky finger out while you have your wine glass.
I think I do that with every glass.
Do you?
With a cup of coffee. I do it with a mug of beer.
You're a fancy man.
Uh-huh.
You are. Winona Toastmasters is seeking community leaders. It says Tuesday from 12:05 to 1, the Winona Area Chapter Toastmasters International will be holding its meetings to help community members of all ages improve their communication skills. The group meets at 12:05 to 1 p.m. on the first and third Tuesday of every month in the Winona Room on the third floor of City Hall. Participants will practice varying levels of public speaking skills and learn from positive feedback and constructive criticism. Guests are welcome to visit, observe, and practice. Membership fees are $40 twice a year to cover training booklets and the monthly Toastmasters International magazine. For more information, you can call Janica Sobek at 781-439-8525 or catch her at Live Well Winona.
You know, I'd like you to do.
Huh.
And this maybe Ed Hoffman might go for this as well.
Huh.
You should talk to the coordinator of the Homebrew Club, which is taking place, oddly enough, tomorrow at 7:30 for maybe a Culture Click interview.
That might be fun.
See what, because, I mean, plus we need a little more information. Are they working on some IPAs? Are they working
sometimes
on some
stouts? Sometimes there's an event, sometimes there isn't.
Are they doing some tastings?
Who knows?
Details.
Details.
Details help you and I make you better. Help me.
Help you.
Help you.
That's tomorrow at 7:30 at No Name Bar.
Then Wednesday morning from 10 until noon at the Senior Living at Watkins, at Senior Living at Watkins / Winona Health over on Wabasha Street. Living Well with Chronic Conditions. It's a workshop. You'll get the support you need, find practical ways to deal with pain and fatigue, discover better nutrition and exercise choices, understand new treatment choices, and learn better ways to talk to your doctor and family about your health. It's a two-hour session. Workshop is free of charge. Register at, here's a phone number.
Oh, okay.
507-285-5272.
Bingo.
Okay.
Winona SharePoint Users Group is taking place Wednesday from 11:30 to 1. It's a brown bag lunch to learn what SharePoint is and ways to use it effectively in your business. This is a meetup to share your SharePoint issues, challenges, and solutions in the workplace, and it's taking place at the Winona Chamber of Commerce, 902 East 2nd Street, Suite 120.
It's all about collaboration.
It is.
Tomorrow, the brown bag lunch series at the Winona County, or tomorrow, Wednesday, I should say, the brown bag lunch series at the Winona County Historical Society over on Johnson Street. This week's theme is the Sea Wing Disaster with Fred Johnson. It says here that 124 years ago, the steamboat Sea Wing became a memorial monument in our region's history. It was a hot summer day, and as the night cooled, an air sudden storm created chaos and heroism upon Lake Pepin.
I didn't know what to do with that.
A book about the disaster has been reprinted, and its author, the aforementioned Fred Johnson, will tell the tale and fate of the Sea Wing and its crew and passengers. Sounds a little like the Minnow.
A 3-hour tour.
No, but seriously, noon to one. Wednesday, Winona, I think they start at 12:05.
Yeah.
Because you can leave your office at noon and get there in 5 minutes.
You got it.
Because it's Winona.
Yeah. You could probably walk there. Free supper on Wednesday with Wesley United Methodist Church takes place every Wednesday evening from 5:30 to 6:30 on the corner of Main and Broadway. It's a free supper. It's followed by a faith formation opportunities for anyone ages 3 and up from 6:15 to 7:15, and child care is available for ages 0 through 2. All are invited and welcome.
Cruise night Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Is this what it is?
That's the theme.
What is Blacksmith Luke Accord?
No, it's Pioneer Night.
Yes.
Featuring
yes.
a blacksmith named Luke Accord.
Oh.
That's at 6 p.m.
Thank you.
You got it.
Winona Municipal Band at 8?
Yes. No. That's it.
Done?
We're done.
Sorry. No Winona Municipal Band. How about Jake Illican,
and
Friends Around 9?
And the Lowest Pair, yes.
Right,
8:30 has a no-name bar. $5 okay. gets you music and a chance to win a pair of tickets to Boats and Bluegrass.
And then at 10, I'm guessing, I'm rubbing my temples, I'm seeing the Big Boobs Comedy Show. Am I right?
If you're seeing Big Boobs Comedy Show, yes.
Thank you.
Lunch and learn a new you. Strategies to feel energized.
Tomorrow's that
the
professionalism
workplace.
Thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe go to that.
Maybe we don't have to talk about beavers today either, like we did repeatedly last week. That was all those beaver events happening. Wasn't that in Wabasha?
Yeah.
Or something like
something
that.
Something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Lunch and learn a new strategies to feel energized in the workplace Thursday from noon to 1 at the public library.
I'll have to call them after the show.
So, the new you. Strategies to feel energized in the workplace. Winona Health Susan Sue Hogg chats about eating on the go, eating out, vending machine foods, and other eating habits that happen at the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
The Lunch and Learn will take place on Thursday at noon. Participants are welcome to bring a sack lunch. Coffee and water will be provided. No registration is necessary, and everyone is welcome to attend. Yeah, don't beat up the vending machine.
No.
Don't go there. Look for the 500 Club selections. There's a little tag in there that
yeah.
tells you what
Ooh,
is acceptable.
I think it's a green check.
Yeah, yeah. Some it's a fork with a bunch of waves yeah. on it.
And then today,
yeah,
leftover grilled chicken.
Yeah.
Some carrots.
Uh-huh.
And I have an apple waiting for me.
I don't know. All I know is I'm getting hangry.
Is that better?
That's way better.
Okay, just
yeah.
checking.
Don't eat the vending machine.
Okay, unemployment insurance primer, what Minnesota employers need to know. Okay, this is taking place on Thursday from 1 until 3 over at Southeast Tech. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's for business. That's
yeah, there's not
too
a lot
long
of information.
Length. Experts
yeah.
from the Minnesota Unemployment Insurance Program will cover UI law changes, uninsurance, tax calculations, and amongst other things.
Mm.
Okay. Really fun stuff.
Sharing stories for teenagers, lives touched by suicide. Kind of timely right now.
Unfortunately,
we've had
yes.
about three happened here in Winona.
Mm-hmm.
As of late, Hiawatha Valley Mental Health Center would like to invite you to participate in an open forum discussing suicide on Thursday from 3:30 to 4:30. The forum will be a safe place to discuss suicide, lives touched by suicide, and will allow an opportunity to provide support during the grieving process. The event is open to just teenagers. Please call if you have any questions at 454-4341.
This Thursday, Widowed Persons Social Group has a dinner at 5:30 this month. You need to call this number for the location, okay? 507-452-8334. They can arrange carpooling and rides, etc., and take you to the proper place. That's this 30 from 5:30 to 6:30.
That's this 30 from 5:30 to 6:30.
This Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30. What did I say?
This 30.
This 30?
Yeah.
This Thursday, thank you.
You
Widowed Persons Social Group.
I just
go ahead.
I just love it because you'll correct me and I'll correct you.
Mm-hmm. It's we got each other's
you
back.
Got it. The Old Fashions play Ed's on Mike Munson's birthday on Thursday
boy.
At 8:30. Wouldn't you like to join us for this most auspicious occasion? As ever, there will be a very special awards for best dressed audience members and a plethora of sundry other surprises. Plan for enchantment, to be sure. Thursday at 8:30.
It's okay if we ask Ed how old he is. He's not a woman, right?
No.
Yeah. I wonder how old he is.
I don't know.
Okay. Ed, how old are you?
I don't think we're getting a response. Thursday, though.
Okay. Thursday at 9:30, Open Mind Jam, Broken World Records.
Right. Red Cross Blood Drive is happening Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at St. Anne's Hospice. All eligible donors are needed at this time. Music at the Winery is taking place Friday from 4 to 7 at El Morro Vineyard in Trempealeau, Wisconsin, with James Mudcat Grant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Friday, August 22nd, 5 to 7, Friday at the High and Low has a music series. Not sure who it'll be this week, but usually on their Facebook page around Wednesday, they'll post it.
This looks like something I might go to Friday night from 6 to 7.
Okay. Tea and textiles?
No, probably not.
Okay. Handmade Beauty of India with our friend Kim Hammer at Sutra in Dakota.
Have I met Kim Hammer?
No, but I've done the talk with her and you really like the talk.
Okay.
It's a free talk. We'll highlight the textiles of Rajasthan and I'm going to murder this Gujarat, India. Over the years, Kim Hammer has collected embroideries and block printed fabrics of high quality, and she will show these and also share about the visionaries behind Kala Raksha and Shrozan. I think you did very well, actually. Iced herbal tea will be served, and everyone who attends will receive 10% off all purchases, as they are not already marked down. Feel free to come early and browse, and the shop will remain open after dark. If you have textiles or other artwork from India, please feel free to bring it to the share. We would love to see it.
Sidebar. Watching a piece yesterday on CBS Sunday Morning, a guy who took the circle road around Iceland.
Yeah.
Okay. And he kind of did what you did, but they did it with graphics on the TV. He goes, you can stop at, yep, uh-huh, oh yeah, sure, because the names are just so unpronounceable and 16 letters each, you know, about three vowels and 13 consonants. It was really funny. It was well done. I'd like to show it to you sometime.
I should.
You want to keep going?
Yeah,
you go?
Stephanie Niles is performing from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Trempealeau Hotel.
Okay.
Chicago-born jazz, punk, barrel house singer, and keyboarder has been doing New Orleans proud one bar at a time since 2008, hustling around the United States, Europe, and Canada, averaging 150 gigs a year, and captivating unsuspecting listeners with a voice that would make Jelly Roll Morton look orthodox and Ma Rainey look sober. Check it out Friday from 7 to 10 at the Trempealeau Hotel.
In a little condensed area from downtown out to the Minnesota Marine Art Museum, you can really occupy your Saturday morning. We have the Winona Farmers Market taking place from 7:30 to 1, and I think the Artisans Market goes on at the same time.
They do it like every other week.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do we know if they're doing it?
I don't know.
But we know the Farmers Market will be
there.
Okay. Then the Minnesota Marine Art Museum has their Saturday guided tours from 11 until noon. Okay. The tour is free with paid admission. I wonder if Andy does those. I think he might.
It might be Heather.
Okay.
But it looks like Heather's getting busy to do this workshop on cyanotypes on Saturday from 12 to 3.
At the MMAM.
Mm-hmm, it's a print workshop with Heather. $20 materials fee and registration is required by calling 507-474-6626.
I don't know what this means.
Call and response chanting workshop?
Nope.
You learn how to chant Saturday from 4 to 5:30 at Infinity Yoga Studio with my friend Elle Newman.
Ah.
Is hosting it, but it looks like Nicole Jensen is teaching the chanting workshop.
Okay.
All right, and the cost is $25 or $20 for those holding an Infinity Yoga package. If you are interested, pre-register by calling Infinity Chiropractic and Wellness Center at 507-453-7941. What is call and response chanting? The benefits of chanting have been long known in cultures around the world. When sound moves through your mouth, lung, throat, and lungs, our brain and heart are stimulated and filled with cellular vibration. Current research shows that chanting induces relaxation by lowering the heart rate and slowing the breath. This course includes many of the classic chants in yoga and Vedana. Oh, wow, I'm going to mess that up. I apologize. Such as some poses I can't remember how to speak. Selections from Yoga Sutras and chanting of the chakras and the recitation of syllables
beyond
meant
down
to enliven
dog.
The seven primary. Yeah, beyond downward dog. We're beyond that.
Okay.
Okay, this is fun stuff in Lafarge. Go for it.
Okay. Lace up those dancing shoes and come out to Lafarge. You're invited to the Driftless Folk School Contra Dance Series in Lafarge, Wisconsin. Every fourth Saturday, which would be this Saturday. Hypothetically, we ask, what is contra dancing? Who writes these? Contra dancing is simply social interaction, meeting people, and making new friends set to music. Interesting. The rest is just details. Instructions provided, childcare provided, singles welcome, and homemade treats for sale.
Yay. Not sure who the act is this time.
Okay.
30 Seconds of Winona Film Fest taking place Saturday at 7:15 at the Lake Park Bandshell. It's a free mini film festival considering 30-second films made by the community at and at large. Music, food, drinks, kids' activities begin at 7:15, and Dave Eschlard and Susan Cooley, Dr. Bob's Puppets, and more films begin at 8:15, and this is a fundraiser for the Frozen River Film Festival.
What is this?
Blind Baby Olin present the workbenches. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I think it's and the workbenches.
It's at the Trempealeau Hotel.
It's at just like the Beatles, legendary 80s rockers from La Crosse, Blind Baby Olin never thought they would reunite to relive their glorious jamming days. Well, baby, it's happening,
wow.
It says. So check that out on Saturday at 8 to 11 p.m.
Help me with Roseanne's last name.
Lichardi?
Lichardi. Let's go with it.
Yep.
Sunday from 3 to 5, Elmaro. At the Elmaro Vineyard in Trempealeau. This Sunday, meet art and greet artist Roseanne.
Lichardi.
Lichardi. Afternoon of art music featuring pieces by Roseanne. And you can meet her at the winery from 3 to 5.
That's Mike Munson at Ed's No Name Bar, Sunday, 8 to 11. There's a standby for you.
Yep. I forgot my email.
From Hollywood, Minnesota? I don't know. I didn't go on yet.
I've got it. Here.
Well, tomorrow
if I remember right, Tuesday, Artbeat is at 12:30.
Yeah, it's Robert Johnson on building restoration. They've been working on the outside of Phelps all summer long.
They've been doing something called tucked pointing, and it's just kind of been a fascinating little project, and they had some rain days and things like that that they had to work through, but the building has turned out nice. And this is the oldest building on campus that we work in.
It's historical.
It's historical.
On the landmarks, yep.
Many years ago, it was an elementary school, correct?
It's a teacher's college is what it was.
That was it thrown in there too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had like preschool here at one point.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't think you were that old.
Yeah, I'm up there.
Wednesday at 12:30, Hollywood, Minnesota. Eric Pearson, he is a Minnesota native writer, director, and producer, shows up in a lot of short films and commercials and things like that. He's an interesting cat.
Meow.
Mm-hmm. Then Wednesday night, the live feed.
Amanda Grace from Live with Levy forgot we hadn't aired that, so we're going to do that.
You forgot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The kids were on it, and then they weren't on it.
You got to keep track of the kids.
I know.
You got to keep track of the kids.
Summer's hard.
Yeah.
Summer's hard.
Yeah. Okay, then Thursday, Culture Click, 12:30.
Talk to Steve Jordy, who's been a lifelong musician. He and his wife touring together, but they also own Hearts Music.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have them in. Have Steve in and talk a little bit about that.
And who's coming in, you said?
Steve Jordy.
And?
Well, Gene's not coming in. It's just Steve.
Just him?
Yeah.
Not his wife?
No.
I thought, when I worked with them doing Follies a number of years ago, they sang I Got You, Babe.
They did.
I'd like to see those two sing. It'd be cool if they were listening right now. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, like Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Oh, okay. Well,
because I think they could A, do it, B, kill it.
You missed their whole Peter, Paul, and Mary thing they did at the Follies this year.
Yeah. I mean, that's cute and everything.
But you want something a little meatier.
So did Steve have to play Peter and Paul?
He played one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Because
Gene
can only play Mary, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, I know it's the 2010s, but okay. And then that's it, right? Did we do Friday's Live Feed?
Friday, I've got Dr. Dan, some of you know him as Mickey Barr, coming in to talk about Dixieland Jazz with a performance from the Dixieland Jazz Fest that was here on campus.
Mm, very good.
Yeah.
And then Sunday at noon?
Nothing.
Nothing, because it's over.
It's music time. It's music time.
Yeah.
Well, wow. We made it an under.
Yeah, we're still at 2 minutes too. And
Wandless isn't here. He's just used to us going over.
No, he's gone.
Oh. What do you mean?
He's in California.
Okay, just
checking.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well... Be careful lately.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah, that's why I tried to get that on. He's in California.
Oh, okay.
He's okay.
All right.
He's fine.
All right. Big plans for this week?
I'm doing a syllabus right now.
Okay. I need to get my review into you.
Getting my getting students ready for me teaching and things. Yeah.
Yeah, what are you teaching?
Intro to audio video.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Right now, I think we got like 16 students or something like that.
All righty.
Yeah.
So okay.
They get to see me on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 going, ha!
I'm guessing the caffeine will
be. They don't like it.
Are you in the basement room?
No, I'm up here.
Okay, good.
In 101.
right.
I perform at either place.
Okay. Gotcha.
How about you?
I've got practice for the Renaissance Festival.
Editing.
This week.
What are you doing at the Renaissance Festival?
I will be dancing with the Guild of Oriental Dance. I've been accepted into the guild.
Okay, so you'll be doing that weekend?
Labor Day weekend is Silk Road weekend.
Okay.
So I'll be up there for that. And I'm getting an interview with...
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going out there to interview Puke.
Of Puke okay. and Snot.
Yeah, because Snot passed away, as you recall.
No, I don't know
that.
Yeah,
years ago. Yeah. Snot passed away.
That.
They have a fill-in. No, the guy's really good. But okay. I have the book that he gave me a number of years ago, read through it. And well, now I got it. I'm going to go back there.
Do they call him Snot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I have confirmed an interview with the guy who is Minnesota's, in kind of the area's Jack Sparrow. Mm. He goes around and teaches pirate history.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's Minnesota Jack Sparrow, if you look it up on Facebook. He and I are going to have a nice little talk because he goes all over the country. And performs as Jack Sparrow, and it's amazing. Looks spot on. It's really good.
What a great gig.
Yeah. So he's at the Ren Fest during the entire run of it. So.
Okay. Bring back a turkey leg.
Oh, you got it. Thanks. All right.
All right, you're
listening to KQAL and KQAL.org. Download our free app for Android and Apple. Up next is your AP Radio News.
On KQAL, Winona.
Who is it? Who is it?
Rita.
AP Radio News.
Tim Dowling. Tim.
I'm Tim McGuire.
There you go.